The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the summary of hadith that is for the one who sent 100 durood salutation on a day and night of Friday, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will fulfill 100 of his needs, of which 70 will be pertaining to the hereafter and 30 will be pertaining to his dunyawi matters. Sallu ala al-habibi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, we thank Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal for granting us again the opportunity to meet here and to continue and to explore more on this ocean called knowledge. Alhamdulillah, we are trying our level best to make sure that we cover a very much aspect of this thing which is required from us, that is knowledge. So inshallah, let us try to listen from the ahadith. Today I've got one of the most important hadith. It is one of the motivational, in the Bab of Ilm, the chapter of knowledge and its virtues. The good hadith whereby if we listen to it, it will change and it will transform unto us. Those people who are seeking knowledge, it will encourage them. Those people who are teaching knowledge, it will encourage them. Those people who are practicing knowledge, it will encourage them. And those people who are not yet to start to seek knowledge, this is now challenged unto them. We are putting in front of them the hadith which was Ma Rawahu Abu Dawood, which was penned, which was collected by Imam Dawood, what Tirmidhi, and Imam At-Tirmidhi. Now we are familiarized with Imam At-Tirmidhi. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal shower special mercy on both Imam Dawood and Imam At-Tirmidhi, Ashabu Sunan, they are called the people of the Sunan. Today we've got a beautiful hadith which we shall hear coming from the noble Sahaba Abu Darda. We could have given a background of Abu Darda, but due to time we are not allowed to do so because we've got many things, many Madani pools to deduct. It is a Madani request, a humble request to the brothers and the listeners, the viewers, anybody outside there, that if you've got a diary with you near you, take the diary and take the pen, because we are about to explore one of the most important hadith. قَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَةِ. I did left you on a clear proof. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. It's night, it's like it's day. The Islam which the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he explains to us everything. Now, just listen at how the Holy Prophet ﷺ give the motivation of knowledge. I'm such a student that I like to read. The motivational speakers, we've got many of them in this dunya. Of course, some they've been quoting from the maestros of quotation, but nobody can be a maestro than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of the my inspiration, it comes from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of all the motivators, the best of all the orators. No any eloquence will meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eloquence. No any speech will meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speech. No any guidance is better than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's guidance. So we just have to pay attention. So it is my humble request for those people with the pens near unto them to now to take the pen, to take the Madani pool. When we say Madani pool, it means the nuggets. It means the pearls which we derive from the saying of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of our Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Now we said that the book which this hadith which I'm going to narrate is coming from what? The two companions of the Sunan. Who are they? Imam At-Tirmidhi and Imam Abu Dawood, may Allah Rabbul Izzat. These are Ashab Sunan. Now, min hadith Abi Darda, on the authority of Abu Darda, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sami'tu Rasulullah. Abu Darda, he said that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقولوا that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that day you were saying من سلك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما is for the one who take a path to go and seek for knowledge. سلك الله به طريقا إلى الجنة. Allah رب العزة والجلال will make a way easy for him to go to Jannah. We shall explain this hadith. Today this is the asl, the foundation, the base of today's episode. It's a long hadith. For now let me just try to quote the whole of it. Then we shall explain it later. Some madani pool which we want to derive from this hadith. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ For verily the angels, the noble angels, عليهم السلام, the noble angel, لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا They place, they spread their wings. Ribbon to be in the state of happiness. لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ For the one who go to seek for knowledge. He's going only to seek for knowledge. What about the one who teach knowledge? What about the one who practice knowledge? The first base of knowledge, the first step, knowledge of God, three steps. The first step, it is talabul ilm. Then the second step is al-amalu bil ilm. Then the last step, it is an-nashru bil ilm. Talabul ilm, the first step, it is to seek for knowledge. Just imagine now, the first step, the angels already, they are happy. What about the second step? And what about the last step? These are the things which we must ask ourselves, viewers of Madani Channel. Time is now ticking. The clock is, nobody can stop the clock. Let us all go and seek for knowledge. This is my Madani request to one and all, including myself. We just have to seek for knowledge. That is the only weapon, the only tool which we can use against our nafs and against Iblis. Allah ubtilu to be arba'a. Four things a human being is being tested with. A poet is said. Ubtilu to the arba. I was tested with four things. Nafs, the soul. Wa iblis, and iblis. Wa dunya, and the dunya. And the fourth one, wa hawa, and desires. Desires. Our vain desires. We want desires. Now to fight and combat these things, al-ilm, knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal give us the knowledge which will be the knowledge to fight with ourselves. That is the only weapon which only we can try to use to destroy ignorance, to destroy the enemies without causing any destruction to the world. So these four things, if one wants to fight with them, you need to have good knowledge. Al-ilm. If you don't have knowledge, you won't find it. The nafs. I mean, to go against your nafs, you need knowledge. With knowledge, that is the only gun, the only weapon which can kill the mischief of the nafs, which can kill Iblis, he himself, which can give it true understanding of the dunya. A dunya hulwa wa hadhura. The dunya is sweet, it's eye-popping, wa inna allaha, but Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, mustakhlifukum fiha. He is the one who placed us in the dunya. Nadirun kaifa ta'amalun. Seeing what you do, seeing what you ate, each and every time. Fattaqu dunya, now fear the dunya. How can you fear the dunya bila ilm, without knowledge? Innama al-ilm, knowledge, safina, that is the only ship whereby if you are in it, you can travel, you can pass the dunya. So the poet said it beautifully. These four things, we were tested with it. Al-hawa, desires. You see, Allahawa, it is our desires, our vain desires. If we got no ilm, you cannot know how to control it. So, coming back to the hadith, we said that in this episode we are focusing especially on this hadith. Because it is the giant of all the hadith, as far as knowledge is concerned. Man salaka tariqan yabtaghi fihi ilma. The one who seek a path to knowledge. Salak Allahu bihi. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will make it easy for him. Tariqan ila al-Jannah. A path to Jannah. Wa inna al-Malaikata. Now we are on the second path. In verily the angels. Latadha'u. They spread their wings. Ridwan li talib al-ilm. Out of happiness for the seeker of knowledge. So that was when I did interject and give other Madani pool. We are only on that point that they do so out of happiness for the seeker of knowledge. Then I was asking that if it is this reward, the ajr for a seeker of knowledge, what about the one who is on the second step? The first step is what? Seeking knowledge. The second step, acting on knowledge. The last step, spreading knowledge. What will be on those people who will be especially in the summit, in the pinnacle of knowledge, which is the spreading of knowledge. May Allah make it us to be from among these people. Nevertheless, in the second part of now of this hadith, we are now being told about a scholar. The first we told about the talib. Now, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ indeed a scholar, لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ. The many things they make istighfar. What are these? مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, the dwellers of the heavens. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and also including the people, and also including what is in the earth. Not only the people of earth, no, the dwellers of earth. Well, let us put the dwellers, because from the dwellers of earth, you know, the jinns, the humankind, the animals, each and everything is included. So not only the people, but the dwellers of the earth. Hatta including al-hitanu, the fish, filma, in water. The fish in water, all the fish, or the fish in water is included. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ, that one who first of all, he did go to learn, and he practiced on his knowledge, and he's preaching his knowledge, and he's continuing now to increase his knowledge. This is the one we are talking about now. Al-Abid, if we want to compare him now to any ordinary worshipper who did not undergo these three phases, كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ, the example of a scholar, it is like that of a moon. مُشَبَّهٌ وَمُشَبَّهٌ بِهِ. In Balagha, that is one of the signs, if I'm not mistaken, 12 sciences of Arabic. Arabic language have got 12 sciences. From among these 12 sciences, Ahammu, the most important is what? Nahu, then Sarf. Nahu, which is lakadizically translated as grammar, and Sarf, which is etymology or morphology, whatever way you want to put it. Then we've got a branch also, or another science of Arabic language, which is called Balagha. Balagha now, it is rhetoric now. It is whereby those people who have studied Nahu and Sarf, they now mastering Balagha, which have got Ilm al-Ma'ani, Ilm al-Badi', wa-hakada, the list goes on. Wa-harum majarran, and etc., and so forth, and so forth. So, if you studied under such, we'll come to know that in Balagha, we have what we call tashbih, simile, whereby we compare two things. And there is the arkanul tashbih, rules to compare. The thing which you compare, and the thing which you, the compared and the thing which you compare. And the added to tashbih, and the particle for comparing, and the word will touch B, and the reason why you are bringing that comparison. Now, why am I saying this? Viewers of Madani Channel, it is my wish and my will that we must learn and try to master the languages properly. The author of Bahr al-Muhit, one of the Qamus al-Muhit, Bahr al-Muhit, the author of it, he did put in the Muqaddimah that Hifz al-Lugha, that the memorizing, mastering Arabic language, Alayna, to the scholars, not to me. I cannot say we is the scholars, no. Alayna, according to the scholars. But alayna, it means according to us, no. So me, I'm not putting myself to add to the categories of the scholars. Alayna, according to us, not me, according to the scholars. Fardun is composed. Kahib the Salah. Like how we learn the what you call this, the Salah. So, be it you're an Urdu speaking person, you must understand the Urdu deeply. An English one understands the English deeply, but all the virtues is pointing to Arabic language. So that we can understand better what Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying. Whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So here I'm being putting this as a point of note, because I'm just explaining in Arabic that there is what you call this, to give a resembling. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing right now. To give an example of resembling something. Kafadu lil qamar. That, you know, like the moon is more virtuous, ala sa'iril kawakibi, than the stars. The moon is more shining than the stars. An ordinary worshiper is like a star. Then a scholar is like a moon. So the worshippers, they get this ibadah because of the scholars. But the scholars, the ulama, they're the ones who tell them the preconditions and whatever, the fara'id and the sunan from the worship. So we cannot compare what the star and the moon. This is what we call balagha. That's why I was talking about the balagha a little bit. I want us to understand this hadith. We just have got to, I mean, to dissect it in each and every angle. Because this is the hadith which is bring all the benefit of knowledge. Then it is going on and further on and say that. Now the scholars again, waratatul anbiya'i, they are the inheritors, they are the heirs of the prophets. We mentioned it previous, in some previous episode. And verily, the prophets, lam yuwarrithu dinaran wala dirhaman, never left an estate full of money, wealth. Rather, in the terminology, it is a dinar and dirham. Gold and silver, they never left this. Innama warrathul ilma, rather they left the legacy of knowledge. Faman akhadahu, now we encourage you, viewers of Madani Channel, myself and including anybody who is listening, faman akhadahu, the one who get in this knowledge, let him do justice to take the portion. This is a hadith which I have got. We shall explain this hadith thoroughly in the next episode, but for now, we hear that the path of knowledge is the path to Jannah. This is a reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. So there are people who have started to train to go to the Jannah right now. If you start the path of knowledge, you are in the path of Jannah. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us from them. We shall explain this hadith thoroughly, inshallah. This is the important hadith. وَوَضْعُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لَهُ تَوَاضُعًا. You heard in this terminology of this hadith that the angels will spread the wings. What it means? It means they do so out of respect. It can be kinaya, it can be majazi. In a metaphorical meaning, let us understand it. That is why to show respect, to show humility, humbleness, how they like the people of knowledge. May Allah Rabbil Izzat wa Jalla make us to understand. This is where Abayn, whereby we dissect out also in the, what you call this, with the Arabic signs, I said that it is scope of them. From among them, there's Al-Balagha. From Al-Balagha, there I did mention about Mushabbahun wa Mushabbahun bi, Adatu Tashbi, Wajhu Tashbi, all these things. And we've got what we call this, Al-Majaz, Wal-Kinaya, metaphorical meaning. Some other things, you know, they must not be understood in the literal meaning. Other things they understand in the metaphorical meaning. So when we say that spreading here, it is the spiritual spreading. You won't see it, but it is a metaphorical. Then to express the humbleness of the pleasure of the angels for the one who have got to do the knowledge. Or ikraman. And it is so that the owner, lima, because of what? Yahmiluhu. The scholar, what he is caring of knowledge. Min mirathin nubuwa, from the inheritance of the prophets. So the angel, they spread their wings. It means that they respect him. It means that they love him. Why? Because of what he is carrying. The inheritance of the prophets, rather. Wa huwa yadullu. In this hadith, is telling us, ala mahabbati. And the love. Wa ta'adhimi. And the honor of the people of knowledge. How we must do it. If the angels are spreading their wings, what about we? What must we do for the scholars? That's why for that people, they kiss their hands when they see the scholars. It is to respect them, to love the scholars. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wa Jalal make us to respect and to love the scholars and to sit in their company. I normally say that we find that nowadays we've got gadgets, we've got phones, we've got our contact list in their phones. We find that somebody will have got in his contact list some police, some lawyers, in case whereby he commits some crimes, you need somebody to stand for him. Some doctors, if he's sick, you need, when he go to the hospital, he needs some medical advice. Some lawyers, you need some legal advices. These are the top priority in the list. But somebody is missing. Somebody is missing. And if he's missing, then there's no any use of you having that phone. There's no any use of this all these contacts which we're making. He's a scholar. Then Ali must be the first priority. That's why we find that even in the mahul of Dawah Islam, if a scholar comes, we make him to sit in front. And everybody, they'll be, looking and, forward to the scholar. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, in this episode, in conclusion, make us to know the real value of a scholar, loving them. Of course, we're talking about the practicing scholar. May Allah make it from among us them, and may He make us to practice what we learn and what we preach and what we teach. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way.